Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, you're here because you like to get to the heart of things, and you want to really understand what's going on. And today, well, we've got something special for you.
We are diving deep into Scripture. What does it really mean when we talk about the Bible being sufficient, clear, and beneficial?
And we have a fantastic guide for this journey, Dr. Robert A. Peterson, and his work, Revelation in Scripture, Session 19. We'll be pulling out those key insights and really getting into the core of what this all means.
Absolutely. We want to make sure you walk away with a clear understanding of how these attributes of Scripture, the sufficiency, the clarity, the benefit, impact your life, your understanding of God, everything.
Okay. I'm excited. Let's jump right in. First up, sufficiency. What are we talking about here?
So when we say sufficiency of Scripture, what we mean is God's word provides everything his people need. And I don't just mean for some things. I mean for life, eternal life and godly living.
Everything.
That's right. And Dr. Peterson highlights a passage from 2 Peter 1:3-4, where Peter says, God's power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence.
Okay, so all things, that's a pretty big statement. It's not just like some of the tools you might need. This is saying the whole kit is there in Scripture.
Exactly. And Peter continues, you know, he explains that it's through these precious and very great promises that we become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire.
Wow, that's powerful. So we're not talking about becoming gods ourselves, right?
No, not at all. That's important to clarify. What we're talking about is sharing in his moral excellence, in his goodness through his grace, communicated in his word. You know, Scripture actually actively works to cultivate godliness in us.
This is not just a theoretical concept. This has real implications for how we live, for how we act, for how we treat people, the whole thing.
Precisely.
It's almost like Scripture provides the instruction manual for a godly life, and the promises are the tools to actually build that life.
I like that. That's a great way to put it.
So one thing Dr. Peterson brings up is Kevin Van Hooser's book, The Semantics of Biblical Literature. And he talks about Van Hooser's perspective on the idea of infallibility and inerrancy and how that's tied to sufficiency. Can you unpack that a bit?
Yeah, sure. So Van Hooser, what he's getting at is that Scripture, as God's word, is entirely reliable and trustworthy. It's reliable and everything it's trying to communicate.
Right, because if it wasn't, I mean, if we couldn't fully trust it, then.
Yeah, exactly. If the very foundation of Scripture was shaky, then how could we possibly be confident that it's giving us everything we need? That trustworthiness is just essential to the whole concept of sufficiency.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, you think about it, Scripture itself actually points to its own power to guide us, to lead us. I'm thinking of that verse in Psalm 119.105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Absolutely. And Dr. Peterson connects this to what Peter says about paying attention to the prophetic word as a lamp shining in a dark place.
It really does. It gives you that sense of, you know, in a world that can feel pretty dark and confusing at times, you've got this constant light showing you the way.
Yeah.
So we've got Scripture, but we also draw from other sources, right? We've got our own reasoning, our experiences, church tradition, all these things. How does Scripture relate to these other sources of understanding?
Well, that's where the principle of sola scriptura comes in, Scripture alone. So yes, reason, experience, tradition, they can offer insights, but they are always subordinate to the authority of the Bible. Scripture is the ultimate standard, the final authority on matters of faith, doctrine, you know, how we should live, everything.
The ultimate authority, like the final court of appeals.
Exactly.
Now, Dr. Peterson uses a story, a parable, to really drive this point home about the sufficiency of Scripture. It's that story about the rich man and Lazarus.
Yeah.
Can you refresh our memory on that and how it connects to all this?
Sure. So in Luke chapter 16, we have this rich man. And he's suffering in the afterlife. And he begs Abraham to send someone back from the dead to warn his brothers.
Give them a wake-up call.
Right. But Abraham says, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
So the message is already there.
Exactly. And even when the rich man argues, you know, if someone comes back from the dead, they'll definitely listen. Abraham basically says, look, if they don't listen to Scripture, they won't be persuaded even by a resurrection.
Well, because they've already rejected the truth.
Precisely. And Dr. Peterson points out that Luke is writing after Jesus's resurrection, and still many didn't believe. So this really highlights that the problem isn't a lack of evidence. It's a matter of the heart. God has already given us a sufficient message, but
It's up to us to receive it.
Yeah.
So we've got this idea that scripture is sufficient, but that doesn't mean we should just isolate ourselves with our Bibles.
Right.
What about the role of community, of teachers and pastors and all that?
Right. Exactly. The sufficiency of scripture doesn't negate the need for church leaders, teachers, or the fellowship of other believers. God gives us these gifts specifically to help us understand and apply his word. We learn from each other, we encourage each other, we grow together.
So sufficiency is about the completeness of the message, but not about isolation.
Precisely.
Okay, so we've tackled sufficiency. Now let's move on to clarity. What does it mean to say scripture is clear?
Well, you know, the clarity or perspicuity of scripture means that God reveals himself in a way that people can actually understand. You know, like Psalm 19.7, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. It's meant to be accessible.
Right, because if it was only for scholars, then...
Yeah, then it wouldn't be much use for most of us, would it?
And it's interesting, you know, in Deuteronomy, where parents are told to teach God's commands to their children, that implies a level of clarity, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The assumption is that believers can understand God's word.
So it's not this mysterious book that only a select few can decipher?
No, not at all. And Won Kim, writing in the ESV Global Study Bible, makes this point really well. He talks about how the Bible, even though it has many human authors, you know, writing over centuries, still has this coherence and unity because of its divine authorship.
Right. The Holy Spirit guiding it all.
Exactly. And he emphasizes that it was written in everyday language, language that people at the time could understand. So anyone today who sincerely wants to understand the Bible can.
That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah.
But okay, let's be honest. We've all run into passages in the Bible that leave us confused. I know Dr. Peterson mentioned some examples in Romans and 2 Peter.
Yeah.
How do we square that reality with this idea of clarity?
Right. So clarity doesn't mean that every single verse is easy to understand, you know, like simple sentence. Paul himself, in Romans 11, he marvels at the depth of God's wisdom. And Peter acknowledges that some of Paul's writings are tough to grasp. But the main point is that the core message, the gospel, the foundational teachings, these are clear. God wants us to understand, to be transformed. It's like, you know, think of a map. The main roads are clear. You can see where they're going. There might be some side roads that are, you know, a bit more difficult to navigate.
Okay, I like that. So you've got the main highway, the gospel message, which is clear, and then you've got some of the more challenging paths that need a bit more exploration.
Exactly.
So how does the Holy Spirit, you know, how does that factor into all of this?
Oh, the Holy Spirit is essential. This is what we call illumination, where the Holy Spirit helps us understand, believe, and actually apply what we read. The same Spirit who inspired the Word is now working in us, opening our minds and hearts to receive it.
So it's this beautiful partnership between the clear Word and the illuminating Spirit.
Yeah.
And you need both.
Yes. And it's not just about intellectual understanding. It's about a spiritual opening, a real change in us.
And Dr. Peterson uses some great examples to show this clarity in action, like that story about Ezra reading the scripture to the returning exiles. What happens there?
Yeah, so in Nehemiah 8, Ezra reads the book of the law to the people, and it takes all morning. They're really listening, and the Levites, they help explain what's being read. And as the people understand, they start to weep because they see their sin, but then they rejoice because they understand God's forgiveness.
So the word being read clearly and explained, it leads to understanding, conviction, and then joy.
Exactly. Real transformation.
And then there's the story of the Bereans in Acts 17. They didn't just take Paul's word for it, did they?
Oh, no, they didn't. They were eager to hear what he had to say, but then they went and checked it out for themselves, studied the scriptures every day to see if it lined up.
But they were actively engaged.
Yes. They really believed that the Old Testament was clear about the Messiah, that they could use it to evaluate even Paul's teaching. And because of that, many of them came to believe.
Wow. So clarity doesn't mean we just sit back passively, right?
No, it means we engage, we study, we ask questions, knowing that God has revealed himself in a way we can understand.
Okay, so we've got sufficiency, we've got clarity. Now let's dive into the beneficial nature of scripture. If it's truly inspired by God, it's got to be good for us, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's God's word, so it's inherently beneficial. And, you know, first and foremost, it leads us to salvation. Like Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3.15, from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
The most important benefit of all, the message is salvation. But it goes beyond that, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Peterson talks about how it equips people for ministry.
Yes, yes. In 2 Timothy 3.15, we see that scripture is so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And in chapter 4, verse 2, Paul tells Timothy, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. So scripture is really the essential tool for ministry.
Okay, so it's not just about personal salvation, it's about building the church.
Yes, absolutely.
And in a world with so many different voices and ideas, scripture also acts as a protection against false teaching.
Right. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Dr. Peterson points out that these key passages on inspiration in Timothy and Peter, they're in the context of warnings about false teachers.
Because there were a lot of them back then and even more now.
Exactly. So God gives us his word as a protection, a way to know the truth and not be led astray.
It's like a compass and a shield guiding us toward truth and protecting us from falsehood.
I like that. Yeah.
So scripture protects us, but it also helps us grow.
Oh, absolutely. It's the primary way God helps us grow in grace and in our knowledge of Jesus. 2 Timothy 3.16 tells us it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
So it helps us see where we need to change to become more like Christ.
Yes. And remember, the Holy Spirit is working through this clear word, making it effective, both for that initial salvation and for our ongoing growth as Christians.
Now, Dr. Peterson spent some time with Psalms 19 and 119, these beautiful poems about the Word of God. What kind of specific benefits do these Psalms highlight for us?
Oh, there are so many. So Psalm 19, you know, it talks about how God's word can revive our souls, give wisdom, bring joy, give us truth, warn us, and lead us to blessing. And then Psalm 119, wow, it's this huge poem all about scripture.
A whole psalm.
Yes. And it just goes on and on about the benefits. It talks about reverence, purity, strength, comfort, life, hope, discernment, wisdom, understanding, guidance. And all these are explored in detail throughout the psalm.
Well, it's like a master list of all the good things that God's word does for us. And it doesn't just change our minds, right? It changes our hearts.
Absolutely. It changes our attitudes, our whole approach to life. Scripture cultivates in us this longing for God, a delight in his ways, a love for his commands, and a healthy fear of him. It helps us meditate on his truth, obey him, find joy in him, hope in him, and be grateful.
And you can really feel that in the way the psalmists talk about God's word. They describe it as sweeter than honey, more precious than gold, a source of joy and wonder.
Yeah, it's clear they really treasured it.
They valued it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite verses from Psalm 119 is, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. It's like they're saying, show me more, God. Help me see what's in your word.
Yes. And another one, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. They really understood the value of God's word.
Okay, so to sum it all up, we've looked at the sufficiency of scripture, how it gives us everything we need for life and godliness. We've looked at its clarity, how God reveals himself in a way that we can understand. And we've explored its benefits, how it brings us to salvation, equips us for ministry, protects us from error, helps us grow, and transforms our hearts.
Exactly. Scripture is so much more than just an old book. It's God's living and active word, powerfully at work in our lives.
This has been such a rich and thought-provoking deep dive. It's really given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
And now, we have a question for you, our listener.
Yes. Think about the sufficiency, the clarity, the incredible benefits of Scripture that we've explored today. Is there a specific area of Scripture that you feel drawn to explore more deeply this week? And how can understanding these very attributes, the sufficiency, the clarity, the benefit, shape how you approach God's Word, your daily life, and your understanding of His will?
It's something to ponder.
It is.
And we'll see you back here next time on The Deep Dive.
See you then.